David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. You know him from Home Sweet Home Chicago, and of course a regular on this show. How are you today?
Outstanding. How are you doing?
Doing great. You know, I had a hot toddy last night at Miller's Pub, and that's a must, too, for my holiday celebration. And so I got one thing checked off the list, and we're only in December 4 days. So I'm doing okay.
Are you an eggnog girl?
Not usually. No. Just
a hot toddy?
A Tom and Jerry at Miller's Pub once a year. That's it.
Right, good to know.
You're counting down to the days till the election, right?
Only 103 days until the Cook County registered voter can vote for new leadership. So I'm just reminding everybody, 103 days, support your favorite candidate. I've expressed my feelings who my least favorites are and who I'm pushing for, because I think we need a change and a fresh breath of air and just tired of what's going on.
Yeah. Good news, bad news. What do you have for me?
Bad news is, according to CNBC yesterday, the latest job numbers, we had a big miss on the ADP payrolls. It's bad news because the private payroll companies is saying that private payroll shed 32,000 workers in November. We're not getting the Bureau of Labor Statistics out of Washington anymore, thanks to the Trump administration. So the only information we have to go off of is the private sector, and ADP is the largest payroll company in the United States. That's the fourth negative number in the past 6 months, Lisa. The estimate was supposed to be for an addition of 40,000 jobs, so we were off a little bit by 72,000 jobs. Small businesses are getting hammered the worst. There's some information, supporting information, that the job losses are coming from the smaller companies getting hit by tariffs. The good news is, so everybody's saying that tariffs don't impact jobs. Well, according to ADP's information, you're wrong. The good news is, anytime there's negative information about jobs, it usually leads the Fed to lower interest rates and cut interest rates, which they will most likely do when they meet again later this month. So that's the only good news that comes out of this. Talk about it all the time. The only way you're going to get lower interest rates on the short-term side is if we have weakening unemployment. It looks like no matter what the leaders in Washington want to say about how great the economy is, the job numbers are showing something different.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of layoffs, right? That's what those job numbers are reflecting. And it looks like, isn't third quarter always the season? Tis the season to lose your job?
Well, it depends on the economy, right? I mean, we've seen four of the past 6 months, so it's been a downward slide. Typically, the last quarter is a good hiring season, Lisa, because you've got businesses ramping up for the holiday season and hiring part-time workers to help man the stores for all the holiday shoppers, which that'll be interesting information to see what the sales numbers are, right? You usually get those in a couple of weeks, how store-to-store sales are. We'll see what the American consumer is spending and what they're spending their money on and how much they're spending and if they're spending as much as they were last year and the year before. So all the numbers don't lie. We just got to wait for them to come out.
How are you spending? You spending money these days?
My wife is, and she's doing a very fine job for the both of us. I make the money so my wife can invest it in things that most of them we don't need, that she enjoys. So I stay in my lane and let her do what she wants to do because I'm a smart male.
That's right. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
David Hochberg's with us. If you have questions, 312-981-7200. We'll talk about affordability, what people are spending, what people are doing to save money. 56david.com is where you can find him. Are people still hitting you up for mortgages?
Well, sure. Yeah. We've gotten a ton of business from first-time homebuyers. Is very, very, they're still coming out of the woodworks. We're getting a lot of calls from listeners who are looking to give, I don't know if it's just the time of the season or what, but provide gifts for their family members, their kids and their grandkids for down payments. So that leads into another good topic, the conforming loan limits.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fannie Freddie jumped up almost 30,000. I think it was like $25,000 this year. So What does that mean? That means the max conforming loan limits in the Chicago listening area, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and I at some parts of Iowa is 832,750, which means you could buy a $876,578 home with a down payment of only 5%. So when I first got in the industry over 25 years ago, the conforming loan limit was $175,000. So in the past 25 years, they've definitely increased due to the increase in the value of homes.
Okay, is this homes or is this multi-units?
Oh, no, that's single-family. Multi-units, the conforming loan limit increased from somewhere over a little over $1 million to $1,066,250. Three units, it increased to $1,288,800. And four units had increased, the conforming loan limits increased to $1,601,750. So $1,601,750 is the max conforming loan limits on four units. So the more units you buy, the higher the loan limit. But that just gives you an idea where as the values of homes continue to go up, Fannie and Freddie adjust their loan limits to offset that. In high-cost areas like California and Hawaii, you could get a one-unit for loan from Fannie and Freddie at $1,249,125, but those are in high-cost districts like New York and parts of D.C. and California, down in Texas, a couple of areas that are considered quote-unquote high-cost areas. Those conforming loan limits are $400,000 higher. So they adjust it according to your area.
Can we go back to affordability, that line about food at home is increased by 25%, meaning people are cooking at home, right?
Yeah, it's kind of scary out there. Affordability, I like sharing with your listeners just topics that, you know, they're wondering why is everything expensive? Well, you're not going crazy. It is. Affordability of necessities in the United States continues to deteriorate since January of 2021. Food away from your home, so if you go out to eat, has increased 28% to an all-time high, and shelter prices, which is where you live, have risen 27% over the same period of time, also a new record. Food at home, which means that's a category if you're cooking at home for your family, has gone up 25% since January of 2021. By comparison, the average wages to offset those increases have only increased 20% over the same time. And shelter costs, housing costs, rents, and to buy homes soared nearly 50% since 2015, the steepest 10-year increase since the mid-1990s. So basically what's happening is wage growth is not keeping up with the surging costs of the basic necessities like food and shelter. And our listeners are not going crazy when you're like trying to buy the same products and pay for rent, and you've got less and less and less at the end of the month, and you had more and more and more before 2021. So you're not going nuts. It's just prices keep going up, but wages are not keeping up with the prices going up.
And we know that because we're the ones doing the shopping. We're the ones, you know, that get sticker shock when we just try to go out and have a dinner or a night out on the town. But there's been economists that have joined me that said, that's really perception. Prices haven't gone up that much.
They're full of crap.
That's what I say.
I'll tell you what, economists, go out and pay $2.75 for a soda that used to cost 99 cents. I mean, give me a break. What planet are you living on? A salad, when you go out to have a salad, $17.50 for some lettuce, and a couple of slices of tomatoes.
I know.
I mean, give me a break.
And even a cheeseburger in the city, you're paying $18.
I took my daughter out. We went to I was dropping off at the airport to go back to school. We stopped at McDonald's. I got a coffee and an egg McMuffin. She got some Mocha Loca frappe or some crap and an egg biscuit. It was like $14.75. I'm like, I ordered two sandwiches here.
Right? Yeah.
I didn't you know, it's crazy. I mean, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, I get a thing of egg bites, you know, because they're delicious, and a medium Coke, it's $9.50. I'm like, I just want a couple of eggs. I don't want to buy the freaking chicken. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
It's out of control.
Hey,
economist.
I know. I've got Mary on the phone. Mary, I understand you went through a divorce. You're trying to get off of a mortgage. Tell David what the situation is.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. And I've been hearing your commercials, David, and I wanted to call in. I've gone through a pretty wicked divorce, not that I've ever heard of a good one. And so I had some bad attorney legal advice that had me sign a quit claim deed in December of 24. And our marriage settlement agreement said that he was supposed to take me off the mortgage by April of 25. He has yet to do it. I have spent tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees trying to get him to do this, and I've looked into like other ways of trying to get off of this mortgage. It's a $1.6 million mortgage, so my debt to earning, I mean, on paper, I can't get anything, and I am anchored to this thing, and he's only paying interest only until 2029. So I don't know. Help me.
Mary, can I ask a question? Does your divorce decree state that he's responsible for the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and upkeep of the home?
He is. He's been paying
$4,000. Does it state that in the divorce decree? Hold on. Does it state that in the divorce decree that he's responsible for the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance?
The principal interest.
Right.
I believe so.
If it says in the divorce decree that he's responsible to cover the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, you could take that divorce decree to any lender who knows what they're doing, he or she's doing, and that lender will not count that payment or the tax and the insurance against you when qualifying for a new home.
I have been through that quit claim deed business through a divorce, and it didn't go well for me either.
And why you would want to come off the quit claim deed without having, you know, without making them refinance is a whole other story for another day. I'll leave that for the legal profession to answer that, but not what I would do, but that's a whole other story for another day. But Lisa, as long as Mary has got that in writing, and as long as her ex has been making the mortgage payment on time and hasn't blown up her credit, because that's the biggest risk, then you provide that information, you provide that document to any lender in the United States who knows what they're doing, and that payment, along with the taxes, insurance, and mortgage payment, is taken away for the qualifying reasons when they finance or go to qualify for a new home.
Just reach out to him at 56david.com. One more call, David, before we let you go. This is Keith.
Nope, yep.
Keith, what's your question for David Hochberg?
Hey, I'm retiring February 1st at 59 and a half years old. Good for me.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if it would be better to pay off my mortgage or maintain the mortgage.
What rate do you have, Keith?
It's a 3-something.
3-something, and how much money you got left on the mortgage?
$180,000, maybe.
Yeah. Me, personally, I'm not a financial planner. Check with your financial planner for financial advice, but me, if I'm 59 and a half years old, congratulations, be able to retire $495,000 at 3.5%. If you can't find a financial planner that can earn you more money than 3.5% or 3 point, whatever it's costing you, 3-some percent, you need to work with a different financial planner, and I could hook you up with a couple of people that could get you more than 3% return on your investment. I would not take $400,000 out of my assets as a 59-year-old man and pay off a house, but that's just me.
All right. Well, reach out to him if you have more questions, Keith. At 56david.com, that's where you find him. Saturday morning, who you having on the show?
We've got Igor, Mr. Floor. We've got Sarah Leonard. We have Redo Cabinet coming on. And Joel Spencer from Permaseal. So we got a packed show Saturday at 10 until 1.
All right. We'll be listening. Thanks, David.
Have a great day. Bye, guys.